is the Zeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, we live in exciting times, don't we?
Aggravating times, I would say.
All right, fine. Will you pick up, and what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we ought to give some time to the major May Day protest of the immigration, on the immigration issue. These were very well-organized protest, and we saw for the first time in a large degree the amount of leftist radical organizations that were are getting involved in the organizing of these, most notably by the presence of a lot of Che Guevara posters, who is, of course, the pinup boy of the Marxists around the world. A lot of hate towards America, hate towards gringos expressed in these protest, I would say as well, though, that the majority of the so-called protesters were students. This is a lark for Mexican-American students to go out and protest, supposedly in solidarity for their illegal alien compatriots. But with the combination of students wanting to get out of school or being out of school and the leftist organizers, then I think we have a mix for what is going to be potentially, I think, a very not-so-subtle threat to shut down the nation if we continue to try to enforce our immigration laws.
And, of course, you know, what better thing are this downtrodden masses of people, you know, being oppressed by the wicked capitalists and, you know, and it's simply what they've used over and over again throughout history to disrupt societies. But, of course, the incredible thing is it's being financed by our own government through tax-exempt money from the Ford Foundation. And even the Congress was giving money to LULAC, you know, giving large sums of money, an organization for illegal aliens. Why would they do something like that? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does make sense when you see that, I mean, we have a president who, in violation of his own oath of office, is doing everything he can to undermine the constitutional protections of our nation's borders. And very clearly, he's been very open about it. In prior years, he's more cautious right now about wanting to have open borders. Now, in the latest meeting in Mexico, come up with a quote, security proposal. Everything will be done under the name of security. But it really means having a three-government security force that will, in essence, stop people like the Minutemen from enforcing our borders, calling them vigilantes, as the president did, to denigrate this very excellent effort, which was much better organized this last time around. It's just concluded another period of time watching the borders, and there were no major incidents, but their presence is certainly being made known. But I think it's this globalist agenda of wanting to create conflict and then use the solution to that conflict, which we're seeing right now on the borders. The solution is just open the borders and have one large three-nation region of Mexico, Canada, and the United States, and it will certainly expand on further down to Central America, providing a constant flow of immigration. And I think the purpose of that is not so much free market job aspects as the administration is wont to promote, but the real problem is that they want to have the conflict that comes in a socialist nation, and we are becoming and are in many regards a socialist nation. But the inevitable conflict that comes from minority groups clamoring for their share of the productive pie. And this is the same problem that the Iraqis are facing now. They're, even though they've been forced and arm-twisted to put in a new prime minister designate, nevertheless, they're not able to form a cabinet because of all of the wrangling going on of having in a divide-up-the-pie type socialist government. Everybody wants their piece, and so in a parliamentary system, can you imagine forming a cabinet where 30% of your cabinet ministers are people who oppose everything that you stand for? And you don't have a constitution as we do where technically it's prohibited for the federal government to give welfare. They disregarded that through court interpretation. But nevertheless, when it's openly a divide-up-the-productive-pie economy, as in all other socialist nations, it's predictable that you're going to have conflict when you have ethnic groups vying for their share of judgeships, their share of legislatures, their share of the economic pie, and you can't possibly keep people from infringing on other people's fundamental rights, that is, the employers, the people who have the tax money, are being infringed upon by those who simply sit at the government trough saying, we want our share of the pie. Then no one should have any share of people's private income through taxes. The only proper role of government is to defend everyone's fundamental rights, and that does not include the so-called false right to an education, the false right to a decent living, the false right even to opportunity. The only opportunity you have is to go ask people for a job, to prepare yourself, to offer yourself. That's the only liberty there is. You have no right to demand that someone give you a job.
And you know, Joel, it would be so very, very easy to solve the problem. You don't need a wall, you don't need the military on the border, you don't need censors on the border, you simply enforce the laws, and the federal laws say it's illegal to hire an illegal alien. And you start putting people, the employers, in jail for doing that, there wouldn't be any jobs. The 20 million people who are here would go home, and the government's lying. They're not 12 million, they're closer to 20 million, because we have that from the government itself. But they're not going to tell us common people, you know, that they've intentionally created this problem, because this is what they want. And they want, you know, to do away with our borders, to destroy our sovereignty. But they certainly can't. George Bush is not going to tell the American people the truth, is he?
No, that's true. But, you know, you have to look at the fact that this has all come about in a very carefully orchestrated plan. It is very difficult to prove because these kinds of hidden conspiracies behind the scenes, but there's some very strange anomalies that came out. People who were always, you know, there's some true constitutionalists in the Congress that have been attempting for many years to get the administration to enforce the immigration laws.
Hold on, we'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're talking about the immigration invasion. We're talking about how they are using the illegals here, you know, as really cannon fodder in a revolutionary movement to transform America. I'll pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, I was talking before the break about the way that I believe the administration set up the environment to induce these this backlash to the immigration bills. In the first place, you had people who normally have been Bush supporters put forth these, what the press has called harsh measures of immigration, the making of a felony, the entrance illegally into the United States, as well as the putting up of a partial border fence of 700 miles. Congressman Sensenbrenner and others suddenly got religion and got on the bandwagon and passed this bill, with Tom Tancredo, the only one who's been legitimately fighting the immigration problem for many years, was never able to get ahead until the Bushies came along and supported their own version of a tough bill. But it appears they had no intention, really, of seeing it implemented. They knew that it was simply going to provide the rationale for the radicals around the United States to garner support for protests. And it was very important for the administration to foment these protests, because the President Bush knew that he simply did not have the votes, even among yes-men Republican, to pass his immigration amnesty bill. And so essentially, in good dialectic format, had to devise a conflict with an American to make the false immigration, tough immigration bill passed by Republicans, to make it an issue so that everyone can run around and say, oh, we've got a compromise now, just like the Senate is doing and trying to soften this amendment to pacify these potential protesters. It's a classic dialectic game of creating conflict in order to get America to say, oh, I guess we're not going to be able to do a fence. There's just too much opposition to it. In reality, a fence is somewhat necessary when you've got a constant flow. I mean, it's very expensive to enforce immigration laws without a fence. You know, let everybody come through and then take all the money and the time to go through the court systems to deport them again. I mean, this is very, very costly. A fence is much cheaper in the long run to make sure that you have a minimum flow coming through. And I'd like to talk about some of the basic solutions, Dr. Stan. I oppose, actually, many of the solutions that are being proposed on principle. And many of these are coming from Bush-type conservative commentators. The one that I really do approve of is especially changing the law so that if you're born, and it isn't the law, it's essentially the interpretation that an illegal alien, if born in the country, becomes a citizen. And you know, the Constitution talks about natural born people in the country, but the implication there is born to citizens, not born to. But that interpretation was changed many years ago. And, of course, the California Supreme Court ruled that, welfare benefits are applicable to illegal aliens, and there's virtually no rationale to support that in law, that any non-citizen has any rights to any any privileges within the country. Now, everyone has fundamental rights, protection of life, you know, which can't be abrogated even if you're illegal, and due process and things. But nevertheless, giving an incentive, a draw for people to come across the border to have welfare, to have a child born in the country should be removed. So that law definitely needs to be changed, that any person born of a non-citizen is still a non-citizen. Number two, I do believe in closing the borders to the south, not by using troops and flying drones. That's extremely expensive. Fencing is the only efficient way to do that. And the Israelis are the model that know how to build, you know, fencing to stop a problem. A fencing is only good, though, if it covers the entire border area. And then you have to worry about coming in by boats on the other side, which can be done by surveillance. I am ambivalent about the concepts of arresting all employers who hire illegal aliens. And not that that isn't the absolute most efficient solution right now. It can be enforced right now. It would stop most illegal aliens. They would starve to death if they had no, as you said, they had no welfare benefits, they had no health care, and they couldn't get a job except in the black market. Then they would, most, a good portion of them would go back on the other side. But there is a better idealistic solution, because I do believe that there's one major misconception economically about all of these jobs arguments, whether it's NAFTA, GATT, or jobs going overseas to, and that is that, that these are American jobs. They belong to Americans. And it's not true at all. They belong to American employers. They don't belong to the workers. The jobs belong to the person who's paying for it. So these are not jobs that an American can claim to. These are jobs that employers claim. They're his money. He's the one employing. He can employ, theoretically, in my version of freedom, an employer should be free to hire anybody he wants. Now, if he chooses to hire someone from outside the United States, he is responsible to make sure that they follow whatever laws. Now, you could develop a system whereby you don't have immigration limitations, except for the fact that you can't come in unless you have a sponsor, a job, and that sponsor or that employer is totally responsible for everything that you do in the country unless you're a citizen. If you're not a citizen, the employer is responsible for housing you, he's responsible for your safety, he's responsible to make sure that you don't, and he has to put up a bond or something to make sure, you see. What that would do is that it doesn't infringe on the employer's right to hire anybody he wants if he can find cheaper labor, but it means that he's responsible. And so that if that person disappears, the employer's liable. If that person commits a crime, the employer's liable. And what does that mean? It means that it's no longer as cheap to hire cheap labor, unless you're absolutely sure. They would be doing the background checks to make sure that this was not a risk to them. You see, there's all kinds of free market incentives you can get for employers who hire people from other countries if you didn't have enforced immigration in a free market society to make sure that they were completely responsible. And they wouldn't bring across people unless they wanted to lose a great deal of their wealth who would be at risk to their responsibility. Now, that's my idealistic view of how a better world would happen without draconian and costly enforcement to make each person liable and responsible.
Well, but Joel, I agree with it. It's a wonderful utopian idea, but practically right now we've got 20 million people here who are going to be granted citizenship, you know, unless something's done. And what could we do right now?
No, you're absolutely correct. I'm saying as a practical matter, what you've suggested is the way to stop this problem, is to start to enforce the law. Now, the Bush administration is starting to do some token enforcement. And this is simply to diffuse the argument. Ever since 1996, when the first amnesty went into pass, what was they were going to say? It's absolutely legal now to hire anyone unless they've got a valid green card and a Social Security number and other things that shows that they are legal in the United States. And it's virtually been unenforced ever since 1996. It was unenforced until a month ago when the Bush administration made two token arrests or invasions of two companies for hiring illegal aliens.
Was that 96 or 86?
96.
96, okay.
Right. Actually, the law went back to 86, where it was illegal to hire, and it was never enforced then. But it was reinforced that all the laws would be strictly enforced after the 1996
okay.
amnesty. But in neither case has any of that been enforced. But that would provide a disincentive to come across the border if you couldn't go in and get a job. Now, other proposals have been, well, force all employers to pay a living wage. You know, this really is socialist claptrap. Defining a living wage is impossible. And the fact is that millions take these jobs at at subsistent wages, specifically because they don't need a full wage. There are millions of people living with others, sharing housing, which includes young people, teenagers, people living with their parents, people living with other brothers and sisters. They can take on jobs that don't support a whole family. And that's very important as they transition upward through the economy. You started out that way. I started out that way. I couldn't have taken some of the cheap jobs if I weren't living with my parents when I started out. And now I'm self-sufficient. But it takes those kinds of jobs to provide a start for people doing work that does not, that isn't valuable enough to pay. If you require everyone pay a living wage, and that's why I'm against minimum wage, is that what that is, that's a recipe for unemployment at certain low-category jobs that simply do not pay or cannot be justified. The job will simply go away. If I'm required as a homeowner for a person to come in and pick up leaves and weeds and help clean up, if I'm required to pay him $10 or $12 an hour, that job's going to disappear. It's not going to exist because it's not worth or people cannot pay that. And there's millions of those jobs that disappear every time government attempts to so-called pay a living wage. Another proposal has been to heavily tax or investigate all wire transfers to keep money from illegals flowing back to Mexico, purportedly some $60 billion. So-called draining currency out of America, which they would use to when they use our services as taxpayers, has been, you know, this is really stupid to give government the power to scrutinize all wire transfers. And really, if you look at the details, what that would mean is that you would have to justify who you're sending it to. It'd almost have to be a background check. You know, what purpose are you sending? It would be a tremendous invasion of privacy to have to justify all wire transfers. And you can't say that it simply would be only those, you know, for Mexico. You can't enforce it without scrutinizing all wire transfers. So this is really a dumb thing to suggest, to give Homeland Security much more power than they have to say yay or nay, thumbs up, on any time you want to ship money out of the country. And it would be the burden of you to prove at your expense why and who to whom you're shipping the money, and that he wouldn't be a threat to America. Of course, one of the major proposals is to put an end to all freebies for illegal immigrations. No free medical and, you know, no schooling benefits. Of course, I'm, being a free market person, I don't believe that any welfare benefits, including schooling, should be given to anyone through taxpayer monies. Everyone ought to pay for every direct benefit that they get, and only defense of fundamental rights is something that's paid for by tax monies. So, as you can see, I have some problems with, you know, some of the proposals. The only one that I agree with you completely on is that it's impractical and probably will never happen that we'll have a true free market immigration system with responsibility to sponsors. Although there used to be such a system in the United States. You could sponsor people coming in, and you signed on to be responsible for their care and their conduct while they were under your sponsorship. And that doesn't happen anymore. And we've had the big illegal immigration problem since we've had the restrictive system, as well as the California interpretation of free medical care and free education. And those have been something, I guess, that happened in the early 80s when California, it was in response to a referendum by the people who essentially shut down all California welfare and education benefits for illegal aliens, and the California Supreme Court overruled it. Being filled with a bunch of Marxists as they are in the California Supreme Court.
Well, we've got a very, very real problem. It is going to simply begin moving us towards the loss of our national sovereignty. That's what it's all about. And until the American people understand it's all carefully engineered, and the illegal aliens are simply pawns of the game, then we are too. We'll be right back here with Joel Skouse, here at the American Freedom Network.
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
The worldwide first annual Ten Commandments weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get a free book called Ten Commandments Twice Removed. There'll be a free gospel concert and free lunch. Bring your family and friends and join us Saturday, May the 6th from 11 till 2 p.m. outside the Johnstown Seventh-day Adventist Church at 1005 Southwest 1st Street in Johnstown.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skouse. And Joel, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you, the World Affairs Brief, and perhaps even want to subscribe?
The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service of where I comment on the week's major news stories. It's available by going to www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's World Affairs Brief. oneword.com, and on that website you'll see all of the daily news stories that scroll up, they're on there for a couple of days. I comment on those on the weekend. There's an awful lot of material on the right side of the screen website for on previous analysis I've made about many of the conflicts that we deal with regularly in the United States. There is a modest subscription for the weekly World Affairs Brief, and you can subscribe right online by clicking on the subscribe button.
Well, it's certainly the most economical newsletter out there, that's for sure.
Yes. I was looking at another site which had some quotes from Mexican authorities who are getting very vocal and intervening in this immigration issue, which is really quite improper. If we would do the same to any country, they would be screaming about interference in their sovereign affairs. But, you know, Vicente Fox of Mexico, the president of Mexico, is a globalist who was put in with the hope, help of many American PR people. His foreign minister, Jorge Castañeda, who is a Marxist, presented a list of demands regarding the 70 million Mexicans living in the U.S., 40% of which are illegal, demanding that we respect their, quote, human rights. In other words, he's demanding that we don't enforce our immigration laws. He says, we're not scared of engaging the U.S. anymore. He vowed to provide legal defense measures through Mexican consulates to defend those without legal papers, and demanded that America give them the education and health benefits they deserve. I mean, can you imagine this? A foreign country saying, we demand that you give our illegal citizens free education and health benefits that they deserve. I mean, this is a typical Marxist socialist reaction, demanding health benefits. Why they don't even give free health benefits to everyone, a modicum of that in Mexico. They don't have as extensive a welfare system as we do in the United States, because they know it's suicide to the budget to be able to promise everyone free benefits. And yet they're demanding that we do it. So this is a problem when, you know, the United States stands by and idly lets these politicians interfere in our sovereign affairs and
But you know another thing, Joel, is there were apparently a tremendous number of rumors out there that, you know, on the day of demonstrations on Monday, that they were going to start rounding up the Mexicans, and they were all frightened over that, and that the, you know, the gringos are going to start taking violent action against them, and I've even heard that they're calling for the Mexican soldiers serving in Iraq to come home, arm themselves, and help defend, you know, this minority from oppression and from violence that's going to be waged against them. So they're uniting them. It's this idea of it's them against us.
Now, that wasn't even worthy of being put out in the mainstream press, and the mainstream press has given tremendous coverage. That's exactly what these protesters need to make it a cause célèbre, that all of the youth and Mexican youth in our schools will want to pour out of the schools in order to join this big popular movement.
And of course, this is what they're teaching our kids in the schools. This is how you get things. You get out and you demonstrate.
Yeah, and you know, most people are too busy to sit around and demonstrate now. But students, you know, well, there's no consequences. And that's one of the other things that I was going to point out about that gave me the suspicion that our government was really silently engineering support for these demonstrations, is the word went out, couldn't have been just silence. It had to go out to actually not intervene in these protests, because these protests did not have permits initially. And so if you or I went out there to organize an anti-abortion protester without a permit, you'd be shut down and your leaders would be put in jail. But there were no arrests whatsoever. No INS enforcement of these things, and all you would have to do to shut these down is to have INS enforcement.
Sure.
So, you know, let me discuss a little bit about, you know, the talk about President Bush says that, you know, these Mexican illegal immigrants are necessary to do jobs that Americans won't do. In reality, you know, there is some truth to that. You know, if you so-called paid enforced agriculture people to pay a living wage for people to go out and do the harvesting of crops, which is very labor-intensive, actually, food prices would rise tremendously. I remember the days when I was growing up, living in Oregon, where you have a lot of orchards, that all of the immigrants were poor Americans. almost homeless type people, and they would actually, they were a professional group of people who would go from city to city in little caravans. They had very inexpensive, older, they were poor people to be sure, but they would do the fruit harvest, and they would, they were migrant workers that would go, but they were American migrant workers. And they became fewer and fewer over the years. It was, there is some truth to the fact that a lot of Americans didn't want to do the hard work. Mexicans started to replace them. They were very, very hardy in terms of working out in the orchards, the long hours that were required to harvest things. So there is some truth to that. But in fact, most of these Mexican Americans have used this fruit crop harvesting only as a stepping stone to get into better jobs. And now I would say three-fourths of the Mexican-Americans work in much higher level of jobs that, in fact, do displace and do compete with a lot of citizens who want jobs at that middle payment level. And, you know, I'm not against anybody rising up and increasing their level, but you really do have a problem of, you know, competing with Americans who want the same jobs. And there is, with increased competition, you know, prices stay down. Now, prices staying down is important for, you know, the consumer. The consumer portion of the economy is actually much, much larger than the employment sector of the economy. A person who's employed produces an awful lot of products. When you look at what those products are sold and the money saved to the consumer, if you raise employee wages, for example, let's say 10%, when you spread that, it isn't spread the cost that raises in the finished product across the board where the person producing the products actually takes a lot more money out of the economy than what went into paying those employee raises. For example, when we bailed out Harley-Davidson, you know, they had some 150 employers with the tariffs, but the price that consumers paid for increased prices of motorcycles because of all the tariffs on Japanese motorcycles was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of just the hundreds of dollars paid to...
We'll be right back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Prosecuted like other people for violating the moral laws of Islam, but the Saudi family is immune from prosecution in their own country, of course, and they are seemingly immune from prosecution here. Herb Mallard runs a website called www.sawduction.com instead of seduction. It's like Saudi duction. And he says one component of this policy is the support for oil-rich countries such as Saudi Arabia. They take their profits, the Saudis, that is, take their cut of the profits, channeling what remains into investments in the West and the purchase of U.S. weapons. In exchange, Saudi Arabia, a monarchy that is not popular at home, that could not exist independently, gets U.S. protection. And it's common practice for empires like the U.S. to set up client regimes in a region and play them off one against another. And he says, in essence, the U.S. is offered the Saudi regime protection in exchange for a constant flow of cheap oil. Now, even as oil prices are allowed to rise, it's not because Saudi Arabia is reneging on their part of the agreement. The Saudi oil minister said last week, there is no shortage of oil. We are supplying everything that the market needs at this time. And the market forces, the speculative forces, some 70 billion dollars of excess money that's flowed into the futures commodity market in the past 5 years is indicative that the U.S. has been sponsoring this kind of speculation by increasing the money supply. But there's more to this secret relationship between the Saudis and the U.S. than just immunity and protection. The Saudis have become accessories to U.S. covert demands, like developing controlled terrorist groups. It's no secret that Osama bin Laden and the creation of Al-Qaeda came out of sponsorship of Saudi Arabia. The money flowed from Saudi Arabia. It still flows from Saudi Arabia. There's a lot of Saudi nationals involved in the Iraqi resistance over that. But there's evidence that the U.S. is behind much of this controlled form of terrorism. The Saudis get special visa treatment, whereas the rest of the world has to be fingerprinted and have their picture taken. There's a special, quote, Visa Express system specifically for Saudi nationals, so they don't have to go through this, even though 15 out of the 19 supposed hijackers in 9/11 came out of Saudi Arabia. They're given privileged access to the United States. But worst of all, the Saudi royal family uses their huge fleet of private jets and boats to ferry drugs, arms, and even kidnap children. The big sex slave ring that runs out of Saudi Arabia, part of the royal family themselves, where they trade sex slaves among these various compounds that they have in Saudi Arabia. But the worst thing about that, and that my report goes into, and that Herb Mallard in his website documents very carefully, is that the State Department, U.S. government, continues to thwart law enforcement when the trail of kidnapped children points to the Saudi royals being taken out of this country in their private jets. Some of these people are drugged. I quote people in Europe who met some of these drug people coming, drugged down youth, being ferried to Saudi Arabia. They show up sometimes at social gatherings as a, essentially as a prostitute for some of these Saudi princes. And this is horrible. We see all of this concern on milk cartons and in post offices about people disappearing, a lot of blonde, blue-eyed girls disappearing, which is the prime candidate that the Saudi sex slave rings seek after, and these people are going overseas. And the U.S. State Department is stopping the investigation of law enforcement, including Congressman Dan Burton, who had a special congressional investigation about this. And they haven't actually shut down Dan Burton's investigation, but they certainly have made it difficult to do anything but give it lip service.
And if he finds anything, we never hear about it. I have never heard about those hearings.
What's very interesting is that it just is you've been lowballed on the radar screen of the establishment press, and this is something that should be very much a high press issue. If a foreign country with all the money that the Saudis have are using their diplomatic immunity and their private jets to ship sex slaves, I mean, this is not hypothetical. They have people who have escaped from those rings, who have testified in Europe, testified before Congressman Burton's, and yet it just has never been made an issue. And the establishment press knows this, that they can say something about it once or twice, but unless they make it a drumbeat, the American people will never notice. And that's what's happening.
And, of course, the Saudis are financing the Islamic terrorist movement throughout the world with our full support and knowledge. That's what's so incredible. And we're giving up our freedom here at home in the name of fighting terrorism.
I reported in a World Affairs brief a couple of years ago, too, about a contact of mine who was a Christian who worked in the Saudi embassy in Riyadh, and he said that the Saudi embassy was in collusion with the secret police of Saudi Arabia to ferret out Christians who were worshiping. These are U.S. citizens, Christians, worshiping on American embassy grounds, and were being arrested by Saudi religious police for practicing Christianity in that country. And they were in direct collusion with Saudi or U.S. embassy personnel who were, in essence, tattling on their fellow Christians who were having church services in Saudi Arabia on U.S. territory, because embassies are considered U.S. territory in those countries. They have this special sovereignty relationship. And our own government was in collusion with these.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks so much, Joel. Look forward to having you back again next week.
My pleasure.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Joel Skousen this morning. And we have a four-tape set on immigration. The issue is they refuse to enforce the existing laws. Why? Because they want to do away with the sovereignty of our nation. And when you understand there's a spiritual force that is energizing this move towards world government, everything begins to make sense. And why it doesn't matter whether we have the Democrats or Republicans in the White House, the same policies always continue. The steady march towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Financial System. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can get the book or the video or the DVD or the tape or a Brotherhood of Darkness special with a book of either a DVD or video and the audio tape. And we want you to memorize it, and we want you to use that as a basis for learning more about this movement to destroy our sovereignty, because we are watching the demise of our nation. Now, you can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have so much information. We've got a great video going into the background of the World Revolution. That's the title of it. And you'll actually see an interview with the American ambassador to Cuba back in 1980. I filmed this. Ambassador Smith was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time we turned it over to Fidel Castro. They knew Fidel Castro was a communist. I mean, all this idea that he's our enemy, why we've been trying to kill him, this is all falterol. There is no, Fidel Castro comes up to the United States and meets with David Rockefeller, the leader of everything going on in America today, the man who leads the Trilateral Commission that controls George Bush. After all, George Bush doesn't run the White House. It's run by Dick Cheney, who just happened to be assigned to his position as vice president by the Trilateral Commission, which David Rockefeller holds, runs, and established, and of course Dick Cheney is one of his lapdogs, belonged to the Trilateral Commission before they made him Vice President of the United States. You'll certainly want to get a copy of our April newsletter where we go into the background of what this is all about. Tells you what Barry Goldwater said in 1979 that they were up to, and they've accomplished it all. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, now, right now if you call in, and you'll get the March newsletter, which is a good newsletter, But if you want to understand how this all fits together, you'll have to specifically request the April newsletter. Anyway, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. A unique opportunity to reach people with the truth they're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter, join the Radio Liberty family. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. See the various items we have there. You want to understand what Iraq's all about? You want to get the video and the syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, because it's not just about the war in Iraq. It's all the wars of the last century. Every one of them was contrived. I mean, the Japanese were trying to surrender. We wouldn't let them surrender. You doubt that? Well, we have a clipping there out of the Chicago Tribune on the day the peace treaty was signed in Tokyo Harbor with the Japanese, and of them saying the Japanese had been trying to surrender, but we just wouldn't let them. I wonder why. Well, if we'd let them surrender, we couldn't have invaded Okinawa and Iwo Jima and dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killed all those people. Could anything be that evil? Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there really is evil out there. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245.
205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers'